City of Kingston traffic report. Ontario Street from Rock to Clarence will be closed August 7th from 7 a.m. until August 9th at 6:30 p.m. for the poker run. Wright Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road is closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive is still closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. The City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are still in the midst of their reconstruction of Princess Street. This major infrastructure project includes upgrades to underground and above-ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrians and cyclists. Berry Street to Queen is still closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is still closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Moving now to your Environment Canada weather report. The forecast for Wednesday, August 5th, we've got a 27-degree high with sunny conditions all day, 30% chance of precipitation overnight as the temperature drops down to 19 degrees. That's a wrap for your morning news brief. This is Jesse Bell signing off and throwing it over to Jeff the Nerd, Simone the Moan, and anybody else who they may have on for this Wednesday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
I say we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we hang him, then we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we stomp him.
Yeah!
Then we tattoo him.
Yeah!
Then we hang him.
Yeah!
And then we kill him.
Yeah!
I say we let him go.
No!
Go. Pokey. LaFarge right here on CFRC.
Don't call me that.
What? How dare you? My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And we're back at it for yet another Wednesday.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, please. Your golden smile, your polished head.
Listen.
Vinny's bald, by the way.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Vinny. I'm so happy you guys are here. It's a nice day.
I'm just glad to see Simone. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning.
How
are you?
I feel great.
Good.
I've got a fresh wax and white shoes, so life is good.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
We're gorgeous.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. We've made it halfway through. You've made it halfway through.
Oh, thank goodness.
And here we are.
Oh, yeah. You got us here till 10 o'clock. We've got nothing but good stuff today. Brand new stuff like Pokey LaForge. Classic stuff coming up later. It's good. We're in peak summer right now, and the music will reflect that. I'm excited.
I'm vibing to that bad bed music.
You know who that is?
Do you know who that is? Tell me who it is, Jeff.
That's Smell-A-Ship.
Smell-A-Ship?
Smell-A-Ship.
Why, where could I see? Oh, I can't wait to see Smell-A-Ship.
Smell-A-Ship's coming to town, baby. They're going to be at Howe Island on Saturday.
Saturday.
It's part of the Rock in the Rock Festival.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What else are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about
sports.
Sports. We're going to talk about FIFA and how Argentina are such sportsmen.
We're so happy it's over.
Yeah, exactly. We're also going to talk about nerd stuff. I want to talk about Avengers Doomsday.
Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about Charles Bronson.
Let's talk about Charles Bronson.
Burt Reynolds, the other one. Burt Reynolds.
The other one.
I'm on a Burt Reynolds kick right now.
You're not on the Death Wish kick.
Not at the moment. Death Wish 3. Yeah, more on that a little later.
He's getting a little steamy, folks. You heard Charles Bronson and his mustache.
That's right. What else is going on today, Simone?
I don't know.
What?
Fantastic. She knows everything. Don't let her fool you.
She's the one pulling the strings. It's nice and crispy down here in Lower Carruthers Hall, CFRC headquarters in Kingston, Ontario. Simone is draped in a shawl.
Once again.
Jeff and I are just sitting in shorts and a t-shirt. No, you don't wear shorts. Are you wearing shorts today?
No, long pants today, baby.
Good job.
Yeah, the world can't see you.
You're being modest today.
You heard it's going to be under 35.
Yeah, exactly. So it's blue jeans. It's going to be hot in here today, though. Hot with the tunes. We got lots of new stuff, so turn it up to 11. Keep it locked and ready to rock. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm still Vinny.
And here's brand new stuff from Carly Rae Jepsen. This one's called After All, right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Got a chance of you ever see
Well, yeah, you know, Grant?
Yes, Grant.
I want to change my answer.
What?
I realize it's not totally accurate, because I've seen a pig eat a man. In fact, I've seen many pigs eat many men. It was a bloodbath.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Is this the untimely end of Milhouse?
But Milhouse is my name.
But I thought I was the only one.
A pain I know all too well.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
Hat, doi, hat, doi, sen, net.
Thank you.
떡볶이, 닭볶음탕, 고추장찌개 좋고 제육볶음, 오징어볶음, 낙지볶음 아 매워.
먹어도 먹어도 생각이 난다네. 얼큰한 매운맛 대한민국 우리 땅 고추장 세계만 방 떨치네. 풍년이 왔네, 풍년이 와서 매일 먹어도 입에 착
Simone.
Yes.
What a morning we've been having so far.
I know.
I've been messing up technically in here.
A little bit. It's not your fault. Sometimes we have technical difficulties. It can't be helped.
You know, it was just wonderful. I was the most random music in the world that followed that little glitch of
yeah, of literally technology. the world. Yeah,
that was interesting. What was that?
Okay, so we had Michelle. We had Michelle with Whites of Her Eyes last song. That's because I tried to play a Michelle song earlier, and for whatever reason, it didn't play.
I know why.
Why?
I don't know why.
The Ghost in the Machine. There's a squirrel living in here or something. I don't know.
That'd be a great band name.
A golden squirrel.
A Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah, the golden squirrel. So we played Michelle White's Rise. But before that, we had a song from a Korean artist, brand new stuff from Insan Park and Generals. And that song was called Goku John Forever.
Okay.
I liked it.
All right. I bet you did.
I did.
You were sitting Saturday afternoon just enjoying some music.
Chilling out. Yeah, I heard that come over the box. I thought,
good.
Okay.
All right.
They got down with this.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you, fair listeners, you get to listen to my audio experiments, I guess. Sorry. Before Insan Park and Generals, we had a classic from Johnny Thunder with I'm Alive. And then we opened it up with Carly Rae Jepsen and her new track, After All.
Did we, like, knight her yet or something? What do we do?
We're going to send her to Eurovision is what we're going to do.
Hey, I saw that.
That we're in Eurovision.
I want to
get on the ground floor of who's picking. I know we're going to have a national competition to pick the group, but, like, I've been watching Eurovision for a while.
And you want to send Ryan Malcolm.
We,
if only.
No, my brother, Handsome Andy, and I, we sat down and we watched Eurovision this year live, and we cracked the code. We figured out what it will make a winning song.
What is the formula?
Okay, so
share the formula.
It's not enough just to have a pop song with one hook to it, right?
Yeah,
every pop song's got like one hook. Everyone's saying send Angeline de Poitry into Eurovision because they're weird looking, right?
They are.
But their songs,
right?
Their songs are just, they're great, but it's just like one or two hooks that they just kind of repeat over and over again. So it's great live.
Yeah.
But this is a 3-minute song. You're going to want at least three or four really good hooks that complement one another.
Okay.
Then every song, you have a bridge moment where every single song that they play to Eurovision, there's always this like flexing of the vocal cords. It's always like a big like,
shove it in your face.
Yeah, exactly. Every band had some version of that. The one that won, the Bulgarian Bungalunga babe, Dara, her bridge was like perfect. It was excellent. But then the other thing that you got to keep in mind is that the television vote is massive.
Right.
So you have to play to the TV audience.
Yeah.
The visual.
You got to dance.
That's where they
dance.
You're onto something.
And so every single act, most of the acts at Eurovision, it would be like one singer with four backup dancers. The singer would just sort of stand or walk and sing, and the backup dancers would do all the, you know, legwork.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Bangaranga babe, she was on there doing the choreo, doing the work. Like it,
yeah.
And it worked really well. So she was probably one of the only artists that actually did that. The other one that we thought was going to win was the Romanian goth lady. I'm going to say lady on the air because that wasn't what we came up with.
You had another name?
We had another name for it. But she also, like, it was a metal show, and she, like, used the entire stage. Her band was all over the place. They had choreo. They really went for it. So that's what you got to do. You got to, like, really play to the TV audience.
If you were to pick, historically, one representative band, individual artist to play Eurovision.
From Canada. I don't know. That's a tough question.
Everyone's listening, Jeff.
We'd have to
judging you.
We'd have to watch the national competition.
Okay.
And then use our code to wean out the losers from that. So I'm ready to be surprised. I'm ready to see some artists come up that I've never heard of. I mean, everyone, of course, they're going to be like, oh, send Angeline, send the Beaches. You know, all the ones that we've all heard of to death for the last couple of years. I want to see some unknown come out of the woodwork because that's the whole point of Eurovision.
What about Billie-Anne?
Billie-Anne, maybe.
Maybe. Is she too slow?
If she had a pop banger.
She's too chill?
I was honestly, last week we played Lou Kala, her new one, GYM, Get Your Money.
Okay, yeah, Lou Kala.
She's got the right energy. She could really throw down. And if she had a really good song that had like three or four really good pop hooks to
send her. Yeah, she's good at writing pop songs.
You heard it here then, listeners.
We're all listening.
We're sending Lou Kala.
Send her.
All right.
Write your prime minister, write your MP.
Dear Mark.
So what else is going on in your lives, though, you guys? I mean, this time of day, we like to talk about what's going on in our lives. I've waned on enough about my nonsense.
I'm just working.
Yeah.
We're over at Nissan here in Kingston.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got to drive a wicked cool electric car yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was pretty awesome. It's the Aria.
Oh, yeah.
And I already told your brother, it's time to let go of the Leaf and move on.
Move on.
And the whole center console moves back and forth.
What?
Ooh. Yeah. Like if you don't want it there and you just want to, like, boogie.
Yeah.
Then you can. Like,
oh, man.
It just keeps going.
That's a good perk to your job. You get to, like, test
all the cool stuff. Like, I see people bringing in cool cars. I see, like, the things I've seen, like, the cars I've seen in such a short time already.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And you, too, can see them, Jeff.
Ooh. Where can I see them?
Work is great. I was fortunately... I had a few great weekends at Blues Fest.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit up. I lived a dream. I left my red hat in the truck.
Oh, but you did? I thought they'd be handing them out at the gate.
Front stage. So let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
We have time.
Good. Yeah, we got time. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. So front stage, Limp Bizkit. I don't need to say much more than that. But it was funny because I had these, like, I don't know, parents my age and a 14, 15 year old kid.
Yeah.
And the kid's just having a good time. And I like, at the beginning of the concert, I'm like, is this your first? He's like, you know, kind of like, well, a little intimidated because there's a lot of people that are like old like me and having, like, reliving their childhood.
Yeah.
And there's, but we're kind of getting like, hey, Manny, like, everybody here wishes that they were you when they were your age.
Exactly.
So soak it up, pal. And then it kind of loosened up. It was a great time. And then they played Rollin'. led by Tom Green.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting there and, like, all of a sudden I'm like, Wait, what? It was so good. It was great. The crowd and, like, these guys just, they still, like, they know what they're doing. They've done it for a long time, but they just, they take control of a crowd the way they do, and you can watch videos from any concert that they put on.
Nice.
To this day, and they did a great job, and Cypress Hill, I mean, like, it's Cypress Hill. They get the crowd warmed up for it, too.
That'd be awesome.
For them, right? So, the next week it was great. We'll talk about that one later. But,
yeah, totally.
It was good.
Amazing. Excellent.
Nice. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, cool.
And Simone?
Top that, Simone.
You made a cheesecake.
I made a cheesecake.
Okay, I'd take
it. That's pretty good. All right, we better get back to the tunes, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about more great snacks from our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Up next, though, brand new stuff from our brand new Instagram follower and artist extraordinaire, Johnny Couch. Brand new stuff from Johnny Couch. This one's called Where the Sidewalk Ends, and boy howdy, crank it up. This is a good one. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Could throw shade all you want, just another day in the sun, day in the sun. What you mean I won't make it? What you mean stop? I'ma go take it. Y'all could throw shade all you want, just another day in the sun, day in the sun. Said I couldn't do it, so I went and did it. What's the worst that can happen? The world will keep spinning. The sun keeps rising, keeps setting. We gotta keep rising. Every time we fall, it's just a new beginning. And if they write a book about me, what chapter is this? Is this the ending of the story or how it begins? All depends on the lens that I capture it with. Got me double checking my focus like I'm snapping a pic. Yeah. Go ahead, tell us we can't do it, we gon' do it twice. Go ahead, tell us it's a gamble, then we shooting dice. Go ahead, tell us that there's only so much time in the day. That's okay, we work through the night. Yeah. What you mean I can't do that? What you mean stop? I'ma run through that. Y'all could throw shade all you want, just another day in the sun.
Another day in the sun.
What you mean I won't make it?
Connor.
What you mean stop? I'ma go take
I'm
it.
Honored.
Y'all could throw shade all you want,
hey.
Just another day in the sun. Day in the
Father,
sun.
Father, please forgive me for the times I've sinned. Cause Billboard won't for the rules I've been. I sold 30K on my own and what they own. I did a $250,000 a show out of my home. The little black boy with the white. So much in my hands. I also had times with nothing much in my hands or my pockets. 100 shows a year with no profit will make a man who ain't built for this life stop it.
What you mean I can't do that? What you mean stop? I'ma run through that. Y'all could throw shade all you want, just another day in the sun, day in the sun. What you mean I won't make it? What you mean stop? I'ma go take it. Y'all could throw shade all you want, just another day in the sun, day in the sun.
I see you.
There you are.
Here I am.
Hey, I'm checking you out.
Oh, I'm checking you out.
happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man.
we have here?
I feel so majestic.
You look majestic.
Oh, yeah.
The sweet sounds of Smell-O-Ship here on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
Welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up. We're live. We're in Kingston, Ontario. It's gorgeous out.
Yeah, so nice and cool.
Yeah, I saw
it. I was freezing on my way in.
It was brisk.
I had my windows open. I was like, you know, the Hoff, listening to this song. Listen, hang on, ready? But it was windows down, but I know windows up today.
Windows up today, windows up. Yeah. No, it's crispy out there. But still, plenty of summer to go. There's probably going to be at least one more heat wave or a smog plume or something
like that.
Yeah, we got a lot of time, yeah.
Yeah.
We just heard brand new stuff from Luna L with Moment of Silence. We had a classic in that last set from Roy Orbison with Working for the Man. That was for you, Vinny. We also had Twisted Teens out of New Orleans with their new track, Circus Clown. And we opened it up with, we had Connor Price with La Russell with their track, Another Day in the Sun. It's another brand new one. And we opened up the set, brand new stuff, out of Jersey City, New Jersey, Johnny Couch. Yeah.
What was that, John Couch?
Johnny Couch.
Johnny Couch.
With Where the Sidewalk Ends. You know where it ends?
Where?
Right friggin' here.
Right bleeping here.
Yeah, exactly. Indie Morning Wake Up, where dreams come to die, and we come to get brisk and chilled out in the Lower Carruthers. Right, Simone?
Right.
Right.
Nice.
Right.
You can tell I'm getting cranky. It's because I haven't had my brekkie yet. And you know what we like to talk about on this segment?
Mm-hmm.
Brekkie.
Brekkie
from our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods downtown at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Berry Street repaved.
Oh, smooth sailing.
Smooth as a baby's behind. Until you get to Old Farm, that's where they stop the paving.
And then you'll see a few potholes.
Captain Steve, who works at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, he said that the entire time that I've been working at Old Farm, 17 years this fall, there's always been this massive pothole right in front of the store surrounding a manhole cover. And finally, they're going to fix it. And where did they stop? Right before. So look for the little red house in front of the little pothole. Get some good stuff. Old Farm is ice creaming up a storm this summer. Got the Kawartha Dairy ice cream, scooping it out, keeping people happy, keeping kids sane. Mm-hmm. The Tragically Chip has been bananas. Yeah. It's been flying out of here. Mm. It's the most popular flavor we've ever had.
Hands down.
It's insane. People are calling about it.
Yeah.
People are messaging us about it.
And you always have it for the most part?
For the most part. So
Unless, like a end of the week kind of thing.
I don't know. It's tough. We've ordered extra of the big 11-liter tubs for scooping, so we're not going to run out of that anytime
soon. Don't tell the public that. They're going to follow the delivery truck.
Yeah, exactly. But like last week when we got it in, we ordered 2 cases of the 1.5-liter tubs for retail, and they sold in a day.
No doubt.
I think there might be one more.
Do you have cones, too?
We're doing cones. We're doing cups.
Waffle cones.
Hold out your hand. I'll put it in your hand. It's delicious.
Please sell me the whole bucket.
We don't have
bucket.
Waffle cones, though. I'm sorry.
No.
God, no. What are we, made of money?
With a face like this.
Have you tried the Tragically Chip ice cream, though, Vinny?
I refuse.
Why?
I'm like the one who never wanted to buy a Pokemon video game or a Tickle Me Elmo. No, I'm not buying into this stuff.
Oh, you got to.
I'm not doing it. Don't tell me. You're not my real dad.
Let me paint you a picture, okay?
Okay.
Dip your fingers in the melted ice cream. We'll do a finger painting.
All right. Oh, this is getting gross.
So...
I don't like this.
Maple whiskey ice cream.
Okay.
With a cherry swirl. Okay. Little chocolate chunks.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Good.
It is good.
It's delicious. It's like the best flavor they've ever done.
Anyways, I'm not buying it.
More for me then. That's fine. I should have brought some this morning.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to buy some.
What I did bring though was...
I'm just glad to know that you guys always have it. Like it's... Like you guys are...
I can't say always. It sells quick. Like it's going to sell out.
Get there. That's what I mean.
Yeah, get down there. Get some.
Everybody's going to show up. They're going to have none left. They're all going to find me.
I guess the saving grace is that the kids aren't really embracing it because they're not really big on the whiskey ice cream.
Yeah.
So it's mostly adults.
Yeah.
And it's good.
What's the feedback?
Oh, everyone loves it.
Is there something like, what's the thing they love? The cherry swirl?
They always go into it. They hear the description and they think to yourself, okay, I don't know, maybe. But then it just works. Like, I've heard, like, it's got a smoky flavor to it. You hear, you know, New Orleans is sinking as you're eating it somehow. It's just there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'd say try it out. It's pretty darn good.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to try out, Jeff?
What are you going to try out?
You got me a wonderful Old Farm Fine Apple.
Old Farm Fine Apple. You got to say it, Simone.
Old Farm.
Old
fine apples.
This is the world's smallest apple.
Yeah.
And,
it's because the only other ones we had were the size of softballs.
Oh, hear that? It's good stuff.
Very nice.
Eating healthy. Eating healthy.
I also have an Old Farm cucumber.
Cucumber. That's a Foreman Farms pickling cucumber from Sealy's Bay,
pickling
Ontario.
Cucumber.
Very delicious. Yeah,
I'm very
absolutely
excited about that.
Totally. Yeah. So I'm bringing all the healthy stuff for you guys.
Yeah.
So get down to
Thanks
Old
for
Farm.
Keeping me alive.
I'm trying, man.
Unlike your plants.
My garden right now, I tell you, I got one pepper plant that's going insane. We're going to have some hot peppers very soon.
Make some hot sauce?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
No, I planted some tomato seedlings and some pepper plants up on the roof.
On the roof.
Oh, yeah. They're doing real well right now. Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I'm pretty excited. Summertime, we still got a lot more summer.
We do.
And get down to Old Farm, get your barbecue supplies, get your boating supplies. Tourists are back in a big way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the time of year where the Americans come up to try what a butter tart is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the baseball for Little League.
Yeah, the Little League tournament's going on just down the road. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, we better get back to the tunes then.
Let's rock.
Let's rock and roll. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And he's Vinny. And we're going to play a new track from Sharp Pins. This one's called Saturday Sun. And then afterwards, we're going to come back and find some events for you guys. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's
You'll scream your head off. It's the Big Four Thriller Show. See four screaming shockers all on one big show. Screamer number one, the terrifying blood from the mummy's tomb. Screamer number two, Night of the Blood Monster. Screamer number three, the abominable Dr. Fives. And screamer number four, the house that screamed. Four screamers all on one big show. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Stay.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Your future starts now. Explore future career and educational opportunities at the Thursday, September 24th Career and Further Education Fair. Drop by the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Meet in person with employers and representatives from graduate and professional education programs. While you're there, get a free professional headshot at the LinkedIn photo booth. This event is open to all FIN students of all years.
Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
We're the Get-Alongs. And you are listening to